For someone listening to this message, it's the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it's a confirmation. For yet another, it's a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
First four verses as we start out on the series. We started out last Sunday. Our pastors already began on it. And that's what we're running all through this month. Genesis chapter 1, the first four verses, all of us are going to read and read out loud. If you're there, let's go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Let's read 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 14. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 14. 1 Corinthians 14. The last verse, verse 40, powerful verse. If you're there, let's go. Let all things be done decently and in order. I'll title this series, Organize or Agonize. Organize or Agonize. I said God is moving us into unprecedented dimensions of promotion. But he requires from us preparation. Success is what happens when opportunity meets preparation. And in Amos chapter 4 verse 12, God said, "Therefore, this is what I will do unto you, O Israel. And because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your God." God wants to do something, but he says, "Get ready. Prepare. Get ready. Prepare. I want to do something." I have come to realize that there will always be God's part and there will be our part to every miracle. When Jesus was to raise Lazarus, he said, "Roll the stone away." Man had to do something before God could do what he wanted to do. Roll the stone away. And then he raised Lazarus. And after that, he still gave man some work to do. Lose him and let him go. Unfortunately, most people are waiting on God to do everything. Everything. Roll the stone away, raise the man from the dead, remove the grave clothes from him, lead him by the hand to his house, put him on his chair, put food in his mouth. And if you wait for God to do everything, you'll wait forever. Because until you move, he won't move. That's what this month is all about. I checked the word organize in the dictionary. I picked out a few definitions. First of all, it means to arrange parts or people into an efficient system. To arrange parts or people into an efficient system, or a system that is working. Secondly, it means to put somebody or something in working order. Put somebody or something in a way that it will work, in working order. If you will experience God's blessings and favor in your life, you've got to arrange things in your life. You cannot afford to wait for things to happen to you. You have to happen to things. Because your level of preparation will determine the level of your blessing and success. So you've got to always be arranging things around your life. We can't afford to live lives where anything goes. A life in which anything goes will ultimately become a life in which nothing goes. Nothing. Things will be falling into your life that you don't want to fall into your life. So we've got to take responsibility for our lives. We need to organize. That's why I'm saying this morning, if you don't organize, you will agonize. You'll experience pain. It is not every arrangement or order that works. So we will always need to have a change of approach, change of arrangement, change of order in our lives. For every human being, there is a divine pattern or order that God ordained from the foundation of the world before he created us. That's what God has in his mind. What God wants you to do. What God had in his mind. That's all. Just lining up. When Jesus taught us how to pray, he said, pray this way. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's all. Let everything I'm doing, let everything we are doing line up with the order, with the pattern that you have proposed from heaven. That's what it's all about. Nothing will take the place of order. You can't substitute prayer for order. You can't substitute crying for order. Until you do what you are supposed to do and you put the right thing in the right place, God won't move. Let's go on. Where there is order, eventually there will be peace. Because confusion is the other word for disorder. So where there is order, there won't be confusion, there will be peace of mind. There will be joy. Where there is order, there will be increase. Have you thrown your clothes into your box before without folding them? If you will be sincere, I have. But you will notice that when you throw your clothes into your box without folding them, your box won't take as many clothes as it will take if you neatly arranged everything. Am I right? So when you are organized, you always have room for more. Most people don't experience increase from God because they don't have room for more. They are disorganized. God can't move them to the next phase of breakthrough, the next level of breakthrough, because even with the level where they are now, they are confused. Their time is choked up. They wish they had 52 hours instead of 24. We are not going to get any more hour. All of us have equal time. It's how you use it that really matters. For some people, 1 hour is worth $10,000. For some other people, 10 kobo. And it's all about how you organize your life and the value that you put on it. So where there is order, there will be increase. My pastor shared that with me several years back. I will never forget it. He said, order makes for increase. He brought out, was it July of that particular year? He brought out the half-year report for their church and showed me with graphs and charts produced on the computer. And he said, this is how we produce our reports on time. And he said, our income as at end of June this year was more than the total income of last year by 31 million naira. I said, eh? He said, I'll tell you the secret. Order makes for increase. It's because we keep the details like this. That's why it's increasing. Since then, that's been our style here. We have detailed budgets, detailed results. And for us here, big jumps. Just because of order. In my personal finances, that's how it is. Order makes for increase. I have personal budget lined up with scriptures, not something I read from one phone book somewhere. The way God wants it arranged. But each time you take a step towards order, there's increase coming in your life. Order makes for productivity. Order makes for creativity. Have you noticed you will usually have brain block when things are not arranged around you? I can't have clear thinking when my mind is jammed with many things. When the environment is something else, you can't think straight. You need a neat environment for creative thinking. So take note. From this month, you will experience peace like never before. You will experience increase like never before. You will experience productivity like never before. You will have joy like never before. You will have creativity, ideas like never before. Did I hear you say amen? So if organizing is putting things in order, I changed the definition of order. And I found this first definition. Order is a condition in which everything is carefully and neatly arranged. Carefully and neatly arranged. You know, it's interesting. When people come around you and they see that you are disorganized, they will help you to increase your disorganization. When they come around you and see that you are organized, they help you to increase your organization. It's important. When you come into our church, you will know we are organized. One of the things that will strike you. But that order, that organization is part of the secrets of our increase. We're more organized now than we were 5 years ago. And we have a long way to go. We're not yet there. Amen. We will organize more. Say amen. Order also means a condition brought about by obedience to laws, rules, and authority. You can't achieve order without obedience. But the interesting thing is, anywhere you are trying to establish order, it will provoke rebellion out of some people. Because there are people who don't want order. Don't want any authority. No law. But you can't do without authority. God is there. He has put laws in this world, and He is out to enforce those laws. These men are not our enemies. They are our friends. They help to define the boundaries and protect our lives. And they say, stop on the way. Stop. If you don't stop, you can collide with a trailer. We don't want to obey. Rebellion. Rebellion against parents, rebellion against boss, authority, whatever. Yet, every form of disobedience like that of rebellion will move us into disorder. So, order is a condition brought about by obedience to laws, rules, and authority. I want to say here this morning, God is a God of order. So Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:14, 14:40, let everything be done decently and in order. Some people come to church and they don't like any pastor or anybody having control or authority over their lives. So I'll live my life the way I want. You can't live it the way you want. Somebody created you here and he put boundaries around here. You live it the way you want, you will have it the way you don't want. Don't respond to sentiment. You know, the God that most Africans like to worship is a sentimental God that you can appeal to by crying and emotion. Oluwa, Oluwa, shano for me, Oluwa, 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 Shegun fun Shegun, Shegun fun Shegun, Jo. Shegun fun Shegun, and you are disobeying the Bible. The Lord, I've been praying about this. You did it for Brother Lagbaja. You did it for Sister Josephine. You did it for them. Why have you not done it for me? What have I done? What have you done? If every time somebody cries to God, he bends his rules to bless them, God will not be God anymore. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. We won't be able to trust him anymore. Somebody cries in Accra, he bends the rules. Another one cries in Burkina Faso, rules. He can't be bending like that. No respect of persons. Whether you are slim or fat, tall or short, if you jump from a 20-story building, you are going down. Lie. So Submit yourself to the forces of gravity. You are going down. In Genesis chapter 1, which we read, you see it clearly there. What was God doing in the story of creation? It says from verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The earth was without form and void. Living Bible says that was a shapeless, chaotic mass, disorganized. Amplified Bible says the earth was an empty waste. And New International Version says now the earth was formless and empty. Formless, shapeless, chaotic. The first problem God solved in the story of creation was the problem of disorder. Before he created anything, made grass to grow or created animals, the first thing was he had to create order. Everything he wanted was already there, but they were in the wrong places. I have good news for you here. Everything you need is already available. It's nothing new God is bringing from heaven. Everything you need, all the money you need in the world, all the houses you need, all the land you need to build on, everything you need, all the people, connections you need to break through, they're already around, but they're in the wrong places. That's why organizing brings you promotion. Everything God wanted was in the wrong place, but God had to move them into the right places if he was to get the result that he wanted. The earth was formless and empty. You notice that? It was formless. It was empty. One of the first signs of disorder is lack. Lack. And there's disorganization. You will see poverty there. One of the characteristics, major characteristics of poor countries is disorder. Our economic problem, our problem, poverty problem in this part of the world is not an economic affair. It's a problem of disorder. Everybody knows there's wealth in our country. Disorder. Unorganized. The right people are in the wrong places. And the wrong people are in the right places. Disorder. Massive disorder. And most people don't even know what is wrong. Some people don't even know something is wrong. Do you know that in Lagos you can get a driving license even if you are blind? Because you don't have to get there. You pay somebody some amount of money. No more driving test anywhere. What's that causing? Chaos on the road. Massive disorder. Disorder leads to waste of time. If you refuse to neatly arrange your wardrobe, just 5 minutes of arranging and putting everything in the right place. The day you are looking for something, you look for it for 30 minutes. 5 minutes of disorder will lead to 30 minutes of waste someday. But that's where our country is. Half vehicles on the road causing hold up in Lagos are not supposed to be on the road. Why are they there? You want to deal some poor-minded people in this country, put us in a point, in a position where they made us believe that mobile phones are for rich people when plumbers are carrying them around elsewhere in the world. Message of 30 seconds that could pass on the phone. You'll have to go all the way in the traffic and waste 4 or 5 hours. And time is not just money. Time is life. The most important resource God has given everybody. And a country that does not respect time does not respect money or respect anything else. If you waste people's times, you waste their lives. Give all kinds of holidays. Look for excuses to give holiday. We are supposed to catch up and overtake other countries in the world. God saw everything jumbled up. Now, in verse 2 there, the Bible says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Can you imagine? The anointing was there. Power was present, but nothing was happening. Why? Disorder. there are many of us carrying around what I call dormant anointing. When you have received the Holy Spirit and you speak in tongues, you have power. Except if what Jesus said is not true. Acts 1:8, you shall receive what? Power. After the Holy Ghost has come on you. But I don't want passive power, I want active power. The Greek word translated power there is dunamis. Dynamite. Explosive raw energy. I want to enjoy it. Let the raw energy produce money. Let it bring the car I want to ride. Don't want energy I'm just carrying around that nobody can see. But here was raw energy moving. We couldn't do anything. So the first thing God did was to create order. And the first step towards order is in verse 3. And God said, let there be light. The first step towards order is illumination. Illumination. You can never achieve order under the cover of darkness. You can't even see things the way they are. So how do you put the right thing in the right place? Illumination. Let there be. This month, you will understand things you never understood before. You will hear from God like you have never heard before. The one instruction you need to shift to the next level, you will get it. Let there be light. Ignorance is the foundation for disorder. Hosea 4:6, my people perish for what? Lack of knowledge, not because of witches. Lack of knowledge. The emphasis that we give witches here is part of disorganized thinking. There is no provision in scriptures for a Christian to believe that a witch can handle him or her. No provision in scriptures. Yet we are teaching Christians in church to wake up 2 a.m. just to pray against witches. That's a waste of time. Wake up 2 a.m. to fellowship with God. Find a better use for your time. Nonsense witches. Nonsense witch. To hell with all the witches. Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing. What is nothing? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So why should you, because of them, be waking up in the night? He said, all power in heaven has been given unto me. All power in heaven and on earth. What are you looking for? Disorganized thinking. And like I've said, it's not the witch in the village. It's the witch inside everybody that is troubling them. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not as the witch thinketh for him. As he thinketh in his heart. And for as long as he thinketh that the witch can hammer him, the witch will hammer him. Permit my English. Ecclesiastes 10:15. It says, the labor of the foolish wearies every one of them. Why? Because he knoweth not how to go to the city. That's his problem. It's not that he's not working hard, but he doesn't value information. Psalm 82, verses 5 and 6. They know not, neither will they understand. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Every time God speaks, his word, his instruction to you is meant to move you towards divine order. And when you achieve divine order, power flows. There is electricity running through cables around this building now. That's why all these electrical appliances are working. Once there is a break in connection anywhere, something will go off. Now, if a cable breaks, there's no point fasting or praying. Join it. And the reason why power is not finding expression in many people's lives is because many cables are broken. God always has power points to which you are supposed to just connect your plug. And power will flow. You carry an iron, it will be cold. Plug it into the right socket, switch it on, power will flow. You don't need fasting for that. Power will flow through it, will become hot. You see, this month, power will flow through your life. You will become spiritually hot, financially hot, maritally hot. Amen. Things that have not been working before will begin to work. All miracles in the Bible came through simple processes. All. Turning water into wine. He said, fetch water into the pot. Why? That was where God puts the electric cable for a miracle. If they fetch the water elsewhere, nothing would have happened. And if they did all night, nothing would have happened. Fetch water into the pot. That's where the power is. They fetch water there and got a miracle. Naaman, take a bath in River Jordan 7 times. That's where the power is. John chapter 9, man who had been blind from birth, go and wash at the pool of Siloam. That's where it is. See, there are some miracle connection points around you right now. And what's happening this month is you will connect. Power will flow. There are some people God will bring into your life. Just a new relationship and things will change forever. All that some people need to do now to move to the next level is to come to Daystar. That's all. They run all over town. Shift to Daystar. And what some people need to do now to break through is to shift out. I'm a pastor. I want everybody in the city to come. But there is no church that has been designed by God where everybody in the city should go. No. But their sentiment. Hey, my friends. Hey, what will they think? Hey, how will I tell Pastor Sam? The day you get before God, Pastor Sam won't be excused for not fulfilling your destiny. I had to get out of somewhere to start this church. That is blessing people now. Don't be sentimental. Be sensitive. Sensitive to your destiny. You don't owe anybody any explanations for fulfilling your destiny. And you don't need anybody's permission to fulfill your destiny. You didn't get anybody's permission to be born. Only God's permission. Once you have his own, go ahead. Did I hear you say amen? When you make the decision to put your life in order, some people, it will give some people problems. But take note of those people who want to fight you because you've decided to put your life in order. Move away from them. It's between you and God. If you will achieve order in your life, you must value information. Illumination is the first step. But when he says meditate in the word day and night, that's what it's all about. Every word God speaks to you is meant to move you towards order. Nobody was born with information on how to run a family. Hear what God has to say about running the home. We'll talk about that later. Just line up with it and see power flow through your family and get peace of mind. Line up your finances, what God is saying. Africans don't, I don't know, but we don't like a logical God. We like an irrational God that behaves like a masquerade. Say, hey, and we have a lot of meat. A lot of, just use things to cover people's eyes up. You must not see the leg of the masquerade, or you must not see the face of the masquerade. Something will happen to you. It's a human being that is inside there. My grandfather warned masquerades not to pass in front of his house. The day one tried it, he removed the cover on top of the thing's face. Nonsense. If you will achieve order, you must give your curiosity expression. Don't allow people to cover things for you. Investigate. Your recovery is tied to your discovery. Let there be light. Hallelujah. When there is light, you even understand where you are. Most people don't even understand what's wrong. Why is the marriage not working? Why is the business not growing? Why is money not coming in? Those are questions to ask, and the Holy Spirit has the answers. And in Psalm 119 verse 130, he says, the entrance of thy word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. Receive light. Let's tie it up from Genesis 1. In verse 4, the process of establishing order. Verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Can you imagine that? There was light there, there was darkness, but they were mixed together. And God said, light, move here. Darkness, move here. There are good things in our lives, but we are not enjoying many of them because everything is jumbled together. It's time to divide things, separate things, sit down and watch the details, manage the details of your life. Put everything where it belongs. Put everything, shoes are good, but they're not supposed to be on your bed. Put everything where they belong. Verse 6. Then God waters and let it from the waters. Then God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. You see that? There was water. But some of it was supposed to be above as cloud. Some was supposed to be beneath. But everything was jumbled together. It's time to separate. It's time to define your relationships. I suppose you should have divided from a long time ago because of sentiment. Say, what would they say? How would they say it? Very sentimental environment. Okay, how would they say? They will say I'm wicked. They will say I'm stingy. They will say, for as long as you are living to satisfy people, you won't get to where you are going. Because interestingly, you will never satisfy them. And there's nothing you will do that they won't talk. You say, what will they say? They will say something. If you succeed, they will talk. If you fail, they will talk. So for your own sake, you better succeed. One of our local musicians, I used to listen to you, and he told the story about one man and his son who were riding a donkey. Now, when they started the journey, the two of them were riding the donkey together. After some time, they met some people on the way who said, the two of you are wicked. You want to kill the donkey? How can the two of you be riding the donkey at the same time? So the man came down and told the son to ride on the donkey, and he was walking on the ground. After some time, he met some people who said, are you a stupid man? You are walking on the ground. It's the boy that is riding the donkey. Why don't you tell the boy to come down? Yeah, the one who should ride the donkey said, So he brought the boy down and climbed. He moved some distance. Some people saw him and said, you are a wicked man. You told the small boy to be walking on the ground. You, the big man, you are now riding the donkey. I said, what do we do now? The two of them rode it. They said it was not good. The boy was on top. He was walking. They said it was not good. He was on top. The boy was walking. They said it was not good. So he came. The two of them who came down, and the donkey was going free. Then some people met them on the way and said, these two of you are stupid together. How can the donkey be going free and two of you human beings not be walking on the ground? So the earlier you realize that, the better. So just find out what God wants you to do and do it anyway. Hallelujah. You know the interesting thing about them? When you have succeeded, they will congratulate you. Say amen. In verse 9, then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. So the land had been there all that time. We didn't see land. Water covered everything, God said. And God knew. You will notice up till now, God had not asked anything to grow. Because there are some plants that will never grow underwater. This land had to come out before there could be productivity. So that's why order leads to productivity. He said, let the water move to one side. Let the land appear. Before he now said, let grass come out. There are some potentially fertile areas of our lives that have not yet produced anything because they're in the wrong places. But this month, whatever the water is, it will move to one side. Every area of your life that holds the potential for a breakthrough, financial breakthrough, this is the month they will begin to produce for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is introduction, appetizer. We will discuss grandfather of words this month. Don't miss any service. Amen. God has made this for us a month of adjustment. But I want to promise you, as you, in obedience to God, make changes, power will surge. I said things will happen with ease. Anytime God shifts us to a new level, I can point to what we did in obedience to God that shifted us there. This time last year, we were running one service. Now we're running four. There must be something, there must be a reason. Now, if the church has multiplied so many times, and I'm not under stress, I'm not more stressed now than I was last year, there must be a reason. It's organization. Things going on, underneath, going on. I could even afford to go on break with my family. And things still went on. It's order. And going on break is part of the order. I'll talk about that later. One of the 10 commandments, thou shalt remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. God created a day for rest. It's part of the reason for Africa's poverty. We went on holiday, and they were from other countries. Thousands of them walking on the street with short knickers, enjoying themselves. Africa man is busy pursuing money that he can't find. He won't rest. Say, how do we, holiday for where? I beg, leave me, Joe, when I go pay Pekin school fees for September. Pay. It's not by struggle, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Arrange your life and let the spirit find expression. He's already hovering, moving over your finances. He wants to do miracles. Now, when you say this, you must be bold if you will achieve order. You must be bold. Because some people will resist your attempt to create order. Now, I want to say this. Anybody you are afraid of, to the point where you want to obey God, taking God in your life. And the first place to achieve order is to put God where he belongs in your life. The only room he made for himself in your life is first place. Any other place is not ready. He's not interested. This is a jealous God. He wants only first place. Anybody who takes the place of God in your life has moved you into disorder. Don't make any human being your source. Not your boss. Not your husband. Not your parent. Not an uncle. If you hold on to some of them and turn them into your El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sikeno, God may take some of them out so that you'll be able to see him clearly. So it is the moment to tell God, you, only you, only you. In Africa, we tie our destinies to people. One person breaks through in the family like this, everybody. And then if the person now dies, come and see crying. You even know why some people are crying like that. You will think it is out of love. Okay, school fees has finished. This is not how we said it. This is not how we said it. How did you say it? He himself didn't know when he was going to go. What were you saying? Hallelujah. If someone God has been using to anybody that is blessing, is God using them. And God can decide to change and use somebody else. And if anybody is going to take the glory for blessing you, God will change your source of blessing. He doesn't want to share his glory with anybody. Are you ready? This is the month to break. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to talk to your Lord and Maker. Tell him, Lord, show me the way this month. Everywhere in my life, I'm experiencing pain or confusion or anxiety or worry. It's a sign something is not in the right place. This month, help me to identify what needs to be corrected. Help me to identify what needs to change and give me courage to change it. Give me the courage to change it. If there is a problem in the family, something is wrong. Give me the courage to change it. I receive strength. I receive wisdom. Lord, in my life, let there be light. I want to put the right person, the right thing, the right place. Some people are too close. They are not supposed to be where they are. Some people are supposed to be close. They are too far. Help me, Lord, this month to achieve divine order in my life. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. We praise you. Miracles are happening here right now. Miracles. Now begin to pray. Everything that is supposed to be in your life, every blessing that is far away, this is the month that should move in your direction. So Lord, everybody, everything, every blessing that's supposed to be around my life, that is not around my life now, wherever they are, I call them forth. Let there be motion. Let there be movement in my direction. I declare this is the month I'm an attraction for miracles, for favor, for blessing. Oh, for health, for peace of mind. This is the month for promotion. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I prophesy over everyone under the sound of my voice and declare this month marks the end of pain. This month marks the end of frustration. This month marks the end of confusion. This month marks the end of stagnation. In the mighty name of Jesus, access. Sweatless triumph. Breakthrough without struggle. I thank you for it. Miracle jobs come. Miracle contracts come. Sound health for the body. Divine protection. We receive with thanksgiving. Thank you.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed. For additional tapes, CDs, and books, please contact us through the address on this tape. God bless you.